time. We really have a heart. This church especially has a heart for seeing justice come. But I want to look at it on a personal scale. And one of the things that happened to me recently, in part of the school ministry, so I was working at the leaders' school, and there's this exercise they do, and it's all about anger, and it's all about releasing anger. And hands up if you're British in this room. We are not good at releasing anger. We are like, oh yes. Like, so I said I went to an all-girls school. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, everything's good. Everything's great. Brilliant. Like, totally just would not, I would never admit the anger that was inside of me. And so some stuff had happened in my life that I had been really angry about. And I thought I'd kind of dealt with it. Like, kind of thought I did. But I, it all started to bubble up. And I went to, you know Marmac? You know the big deserted car park beside the church? So I went there and I was shouting. And I was like, all of this anger within me just came out. And I was like, I was screaming and I was wailing. Like, it was not a pretty sight. Nobody could see me, which is good. Because they would have been like, she is demonized. But I was like, I was like wailing. There's no other word. And the Lord, it was amazing. Because there was a part of me that expected God just to be like, okay, now that that's done, we can move on to a nice relationship. But I heard the Lord say, so clearly, I heard him say that no matter how angry you are about what's happened in your life, I am 100 times more angry about the injustice that you've suffered. And there is something so beautiful in understanding that he is angry about injustice. I feel like in my life somewhere, and I don't know if you're the same, but in this, in my understanding, am I trying to grasp a little bit of what a father is? I lost sight of his anger because I thought it wasn't good. But there is an aspect to him that I'm just going to read Nahum. I'm just going to do it because it just shows the intensity of who he is. So Nahum chapter 1. It says, or in verse 2, it says, the Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and the Lord will by no means clear the guilty. And one of the best ways, one of the many, many, many ways that the Lord protects us is in his fight against injustice. I feel so safe, knowing that I have a God. And I know that I am under the blood, thank goodness. And I know that everyone who is saved is under the blood. But there are so many injustices that happen in the world. Like, you just look, like, some of the stuff that we see on a daily basis and we desensitize, but some of the stuff that goes on is so, so unjust. And I feel so safe and so protected knowing that he isn't passive about it. He's not weak. He cares about justice. He, not just for the sake of justice, but Psalm 45 says that he loves righteousness and hates wickedness. Therefore, the oil of gladness is poured out on him. He is anointed with this joy because of his love for righteousness and his hatred for wickedness. In later on in Hosea 13:8, it's this incredible chapter, and he likens himself to a mother bear who has lost her cubs. I don't know if you ever, we have this thing as interns where it's kind of an addiction. Like, I'm going to walk in the light. It's a little bit unhealthy, but have you ever seen, like, Planet Earth or Human Planet or, okay, they are incredible. We watch, like, 2 episodes a day. Like, it's really sad. And we have this little room under the stairs that we call the cave. And we all, like, after our intense days at work, we're like, let's just go watch Human Planet or Life, which is probably the best out of everything that I have seen. And I have seen a lot. So these, if you've seen them, then I'm sure at one point you've seen, firstly, how brutal nature is. And secondly, what happens when a mother is disturbed or when their cubs are are in danger. It's intense. It's not, and it's easy to think, oh, that's probably just a result of the fall. But biblically speaking, it seems like it's an expression of God. When something happens, and I mean, I know it in my life, and I think women especially carry it, men as well, but when, I mean, it happened to me the other day that someone, So this is my Irish side coming through, my passion. Someone insulted someone really close to me. And I, firstly, was in shock that they would do it. And then secondly, in a very Proverbs 31 woman-like way, gave them a piece of my mind. Because it's not okay. There is something about standing up for injustice that is good. And when you know that there's someone that does that for you, it's really good. Like, watch those. I mean, watch them anyway, because they're phenomenal. But I think that's part of my, I love being overwhelmed. Like, I love watching them and being like, oh my gosh. Like, you'll notice when you watch them, there'll be one phrase that you just say the whole time. Like, unfortunately, I'm like, shut up. Like a teenage girl. That's what I say all the time. But everybody has their little phrases that they're like, no way. That's remarkable. When you watch them, but watch those clips. Like, watch them read the Bible, read the kind of ways he talks about it, because there are different ways that he'll liken himself to a mother and her cubs throughout scripture. This is just one of my favorites. Watch that and apply it to your life and realize the protection that even when we don't see it, he is angry about sin, because sin isn't something that we inherently have. When we get saved, we're a new creation. We're not a slave to it anymore. But sin is dangerous because it takes us away, takes the cubs away from their mother. It's dangerous. There are circumstances, there are people in your lives. We don't even know. I love thinking about this. We don't even know how many crises have been averted in our lives. I know I've had times where it's like 1 minute. If I'd have gone there 1 minute earlier, this would have happened. If I'd have done this, like I've had a lot of them. You know, the way that the Lord protects us in fighting for injustice, we don't like thinking about his justice side because it's a little bit intense, but apply that to you. You know, it's a really, really, really good thing, and it makes you feel really, really, really safe. He is a perfect leader. I love Song of Songs 5, where someone asks the maiden, they're like, why is he so good? Why is he such a better, why do you love him so much? And she just goes on about how he's such a perfect leader. His leadership is flawless, everything about him. And she goes on and on. And when we realize that we're led by God, that we're kept safe by God, that sometimes we feel like our circumstances overwhelm us and we're like, God, where were you? Why weren't you protecting me? But the fact is, he always is, whether we see it or not, or whether we see it tangibly. I mean, looking, we often think it's so interesting that the very thing he protects us by, like hemming us in, taking away the things that are hindering us, we look at that as, where are you protecting me, God? But that is his protection. That is his protection. So good. And then the last one. Oh, I'm opened that already. The last point that I want to emphasize is it's the nicest one of the three. But the fact that he protects us by giving us his presence, or by keeping us in his presence. And the way I see it is like a flower or flower. Can't understand my accent. A flower. The beauty of a flower actually doesn't have any function. It needs to draw the bees in, basically, to get the nectar so that it can cross-pollinate and keep going. But it's the petals that draw it in. What I've realized is, like, it's the beauty of God that draws us into this safe place. And I want you to think about, you know, in Psalm 27:4, when David's like, there's one thing that I want, it's to gaze on your beauty. Like, that thing, I want you to think about that. And then we're going to read Psalm 91. We're going to do the whole thing because I like reading scripture in my new Bible. Okay, so Psalm 91. Starting in verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Isn't that incredible? It says, you will not fear. That's a key point for later. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the... I was trying to read this word this morning and I can't, unfortunately. You can read it in your own Bibles. Of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. And then the Lord says, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. One of the things I noticed in this is like, in God's presence, there is no fear. And it is such a gift to be able to be in his presence. Like, we're looking at the theme this year about pursuing your presence, expanding your kingdom by pursuing your presence. And in his presence, it says it all through scripture, especially in the Psalms, like Psalm 23, like you were saying this morning, like, in his presence, there is no fear. And talking about that from the protection point of view, I'm sure you've all heard it. It's a really known thing. But when people that are tightrope walkers or people that deal with really high heights, they say that as soon as you get afraid, that's when you fall. As soon as you get fear, that's when it's dangerous. And something about being in his presence, it's not just for our pleasure. It is glorious. It is beautiful and it's satisfying, but there's something in his presence that the very act that it casts out fear is protection for us. Because when we're afraid, it doesn't matter. I mean, the fact of the matter is those tightrope walkers are really high. They have something to be scared about. That is not something I would ever want to do. I really don't like heights. So the fact is, they have something to be scared about. Circumstances, not looking so steady. They're really high, really tight rope. But the very fact that they are able to not be afraid is what gives them success and is what protects them. And I think, because this is such a small, I mean, these three facets of God are so, so small, but they're so deep. And when we are able to kind of see his protection in our lives and take our eyes off of, I mean, we think we have this sometimes even unheard of or when you just have that feeling in your heart and you never put words to it, so it just hinders you, but you never quite know what it is. And I think a lot of us have this underlying feeling that God doesn't protect us. If he didn't protect us, this wouldn't have happened. Or if he did protect us, this wouldn't have happened. And like Jill was saying, I honor everything that she said, because there are times where stuff happens in your life and you're like, well, if he protected me, this wouldn't have happened. I've had it. I have circumstances that happen in my life, that are happening in my life, that I can see in other people's life, and I'm like, surely he should protect them. But there are other facets to his protection other than just stopping things from going wrong. Him hemming us in and stripping us from what hinders love is his protection. His war against injustice is his protection of us. It's not just because he cares about the widows and the orphans, because he does, but he cares about us as if we're not in the natural widows and orphans. Spiritually, we're divorced from our husband and we're not knowing our father. He cares about the injustices that happen to you. And like it said in Nahum, he will not let things go unpunished. Just because you're saved doesn't mean that everything that's done against you is suddenly washed out. And you know, in forgiveness, it's so much easier to forgive when you know that, like, we have this paradigm that forgiveness is just like, oh, well, nobody will judge because I don't judge. But it's not really. It's not at all. It's saying, I'm not going to judge because I know that there is a higher power who can judge for me. And he will judge rightly. If that person is saved, he's going to judge rightly. But he's always going to judge rightly. Always, always, always. And we don't see it now because we are in this little training ground where we have these little, like, we don't see anything. I don't think of the Lord. Like, if we're going to be with him for eternity, like, think about that. We're going to be with him for eternity. There's a lot that we're not going to understand. Well, I'm not even going to go there. I don't think we're even going to understand as soon as we see him, because there's so much depth. He's continuously growing. Even Jesus grew in favor with the Lord. Like, stuff like that, I don't understand, but it's just a continuing growth. We don't see what it is, but I feel this morning like the Lord is saying that even when it looks like I wasn't protecting you, please trust me, because I really, really am. He really does protect us. He fights for us. I want to read Song of Songs 8:6 again. This is the kind of love that he is completely overwhelmed in. I'm going the completely wrong way. We don't ever need to be afraid of his fire. It says that he's one of his many names, he's an avenger of blood. He's an all-consuming fire. He is our protector. Whether it fits with what we think needs protected or not, he will always protect us. So Song Songs 8:6 says, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. So it's like, set me as a seal. Set me as the thing that holds together your emotions, the thing that holds together your heart, your arm, everything you do, everything you reach for. For love is as strong as death. Think about that. The strength of death, I mean, it's strong. When someone dies, they die. It's not, it's such a weird paradigm, but it's like death has a lot of power. It doesn't have a sting anymore, but it has a power. It says that jealousy is fierce as the grave. As much as we are going to die in our bodies, that's what's going to happen. That's as much, it's more so that he's jealous for us. He's jealous, and he will take every and any means possible. Like, I'm not going to go into end time stuff, but when you think about end time stuff, think about it in that mindset. He's jealous in a really good way. He's never not under control. He never snaps and loses his temper, ever. Even in the most fierce moments, that's not him losing his temper at all. It says, its flashes are fire, the very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love. Waters, things of the world, they cannot quench sometimes, because I'd always thought about it as like satisfying you, like, oh, quenched my thirst, it made me feel good. But it means to stop and to put out. There are no waters that's not even possible for water not to put fire out. That just happens. But he says, in respect to his love for us, that there are no waters that can put it out. Circumstances, anything, it's not going to put it out, ever, his love for us. It says, if a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised. His love for us is a lot deeper and a lot stronger and a lot more in control than we see. And he protects us not in a passive way, in a I get angry at what's done with you and I'm going to do something about it way. He won't let injustices that happen to us, he won't let material things that look good, he won't let anything stand in the way, because he knows how to protect us. And he's protecting us against the enemy. He's not protecting us against circumstances. He's protecting us against the enemy, the only thing that would have the ability to ruin our lives for good. If all your stuff falls apart, if you don't have money, if you don't have food, I'm not belittling it because it's horrible, but that can't really stop you from going to heaven unless you turn your eyes and you don't accept him. So what I want to do, I want to invite Trevor and Ziska, if you just want to play in the background. I would love us just to spend some time with the Lord to just really let him. I'm going to pray a little bit over you, but just let him find you. And I would really encourage you to ask him how he's protected you in your life, how he's been that mother bear, how he's fought for you, how he fights for you. I just encourage you just to spend some time, and then we'll sing one song at the end, and just worship that aspect of him as one that's faithful to protect. But right now, just as the team play, Lord, I ask that you would reveal to us your heart. God, thank you that we haven't even touched the hem of your garment in regards to this facet of you. But Lord, I ask that you would still our emotions and allow us to see how you have fought for us, how you fight for us, how you protect us, even when we feel unprotected. God, show us this love that is a seal on hearts, a seal on arms, that's as unrelenting as the grave. Show us your protection of us in big things and small things. The apple of his eye. You really are the thing that he's focused on. He's actually not even focused on his own plans for the sake of it. He's focused on you, where you're at, how to fight for you, how to protect you. He's never distracted. Total understanding, God, a clicking in of our hearts, that we would feel protected, that where it's felt like things are a little overwhelming and things are a little bit too much and things have gone on under the carpet that you haven't seen, Lord, where that has felt in our life, would you displace that with the knowledge that we are protected, that we are safe, that there is someone fighting for us in the ways that sometimes we don't even understand, that you would be so good, you would go beyond knowing what we think we want, that you would go beyond that, that you would take away our ability to even find other loves, that you would take away that you would fight for us in justice, and that you would surround us with your presence and push out fear.
Amen.
Thank you for your ways. We just release a real spirit of sonship today, of being a daughter, being a son, that we have a dad that is not passive, that is not just okay.
Amen.
Lord, we ask for an intertwining, a marriage of both your fierceness and your tenderness today, that both would exemplify the other, that we would know a little bit more of how good a father, how good a protector, how good a leader you are over our lives.
Yes, you do. You hem us in and cover us always. You proudly fight for us for all our days. Welcome us each time we seek your face. And we will see you in your glory. And we will see you as you are. And we will see you in your beauty, and we, oh, we will be satisfied.
So we're gonna stand together, and we're gonna sing that last song that we sang, "Made Me Glad." I haven't heard it in so long, but I listened to it so much when I was little. And we're going to just declare that he's our shelter, that he's the one we run to, that he can protect us. And we're just going to sing it out. And then after that, you're released to go. We're going to open up the front. So if anybody wants any prayer, it's been a tough week for a lot of people. And if you just want like a deeper kind of personal prayer, then you're more than welcome to come to the front. Some of us will be here. But we're going to sing this song together, and then we're released.
And I will bless the Lord forever. And I will trust in it all time. For he has delivered me from all fear, and he has set my feet upon a rock.
I will not be moved,
and I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer, my shelter, strong tower, my very present help in time of need.
Strength, my portion, deliverer.
just wanted to invite Etty, if you just want to come up, just stay in this moment. If some of you are wanting to come forward for prayer, can I encourage you to come forward now, just while we're just having a testimony of what God has been doing?
I just wanted to testify to God's greatness. Many times He has saved my life, including my children. We were on the 401, or actually on the 400, and we were going at 110 miles per hour in the slow lane. And suddenly, a wheel that I had put on 2 weeks ago suddenly came a little bit loose. We started to circle around in front of traffic, went through two lanes of traffic, over a cliff, and ricocheted back onto the other side of the cliff, and no one was hurt. And when I went home that night, I remembered that I had read that scripture that you read this morning that said, because I have acknowledged your name, you will rescue me. And it was just incredible. John was with me, and the fire trucks came, the ambulances came, the policeman came, and he said, I cannot believe that no one is hurt. And many times this sort of thing has happened, so I just give glory to God for His protection.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're just going to keep going. If anybody would like to come forward for prayer, maybe it has been one of those weeks and you just want to cling on, just like Letty and John have been clinging on to how faithful God is. And worship team, if you just keep going. And if you are, you know, if God has met you where you are and you're good to go, we just bless you to go and have a fantastic week of praising God and knowing that you have His hand of protection over you. Thank you, Lord.
I will not be moved.
I will not be moved. I'll say of the Lord, you are my shield, my strength, my portion, deliverer. Shelter, strong tower, my
So Midtown, have a wonderful week. See you next week. See you with Marnie Blom next week. And be blessed. And come and tell us your testimonies. Come and share the things that happen. Because I know it happens in cell, but sometimes it's nice to hear what happens in other people's cells. So be blessed. Thank you.
Here's my